Lima's Country, T102. It is JB in the morning. And lucky enough to have on the phone this morning Dr. Cynthia Spears. She's joining us from our friends over at Rhodes State College. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so well. I want to thank you first for giving us a few minutes. And secondly, I want to talk about this new campaign that's been launched by the Ohio Association of Community Colleges. I'd like to talk with you about Certain and Safe Year One at Home. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. The Ohio Association of Community Colleges launched this campaign just recently. And the premise of the campaign is to encourage students to take their freshman year coursework at home. And many community colleges, but locally, Rhodes State College is here, and we want to help students be successful, even if they're on a four-year degree path. We understand that there are students whose career path requires a four-year degree in a specific field. And so all we're trying to do right now with everything going on with the pandemic is to provide an opportunity where you can be certain that you're safe at home. If you have any concerns about going and living in a residence hall or anything like that. And so the courses that we have that students can take their freshman year have all been vetted through the state of Ohio, and they transfer seamlessly back to the university that a student might be interested in. So we're looking at it as it's certain to be safe, and you can stay at home and still get your first year done for your university degree.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about how this will help them stay on track. Everybody's got that career goal in mind. You guys have academic advisors that can help answer questions and help out with all the degree questions, right?
Yes, and you know that everybody had to go remote at a lot of institutions at this last year. And we have set up Zoom and Team and are working with students so they can have that face-to-face interaction with our academic advisors. And our advisors are professionals trained in how to move from one institution to another. So they will ensure that your students or the students who might choose to come here can take the courses they need for the university that they want to eventually transfer back into.
Now, some parents, unfortunately, have been faced with a lot of financial challenges, you know, between furloughs and getting laid off and a number of other things. This program may help with some of those financial challenges, right?
Oh, yes. You know, one of the things that we know is that, you know, IRAs are down and everything is occurring in the stock market that's not on a positive note. And so, you know, with people who are in a financial situation where they need to find a better route for their student, we do ask them to weigh out the cost for the first year at Rhodes State compared to if they start at a university. It is, in fact, about $18,000 to $20,000 a year less if you would attend Rhodes State for your first year than if you went on directly into a university. Oh, this would save families the added expense right now on top of everything else that's going on.
If somebody wants to find out more from those academic advisors, simple website, go to rhodesstate.edu, R-H-O-D-E-S, state.edu, or you can give them a call at 419-995-8320. On top of it costing less and just given so many different opportunities in that environment, how would you summarize this program? It really is special.
It is vital. And just watching recently what is happening across the nation, this pandemic is spiking up again. And so I think it's vital for the, you know, for students and families to be sure that they can watch and take care and be safe. And then, as you said, it will cost less to kick off this first year at home.
Absolutely. Stay safe, stay in the environment. And more importantly, keep that career path on track. Dr. Cynthia Spears over at Rhodes State College, thank you, dear, so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.